This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, before we begin, just this word. The message you're hearing this week on Cross Hope was actually given at Hope United Methodist Church in Dayton, Ohio. I was invited to speak there on the subject of servanthood from Philippians 2. I hope it speaks to you this week about servanthood in your life. We pull away from the Luke series to look at servanthood in your life and in my life. God bless you. I told a story at the first service that there was a woman that I met recently that said, you know, I listen to you every night, Monday through Friday at 9:25. And she said, I hope this doesn't embarrass you, but your voice puts me to sleep every night. And then she said, the bad thing is I'm driving. And so that's what was really a little frightening about that. Well, Erin McKean is the woman's name. She's what's called a lexicographer. You say, what in the world is that? She's a woman that compiles dictionaries. And she comes up with the words and is hired by companies like Merriam-Webster to work on dictionaries. And she wrote an article in 2015 that said there are 25 words that she's trying to get in the dictionary that she thinks needs to be at cultural words that we use with having to do with computers, many of them, and trying to add those words. I want to share something with you that may surprise you. Don't do this now. If you have an iPhone, do it later, but trust me, it's true. If you use your iPhone later and look up on dictionary.com the word servanthood, or go on dictionary.com on your computer and look up servanthood, you won't find any definition. In fact, both of them say, did you mean sainthood? No, but it's not a bad connection. To be a saint is to be a servant. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there's no definition or mention of the word servanthood. I don't mean to be melodramatic, but there's some husbands here. You don't have the word servanthood in your dictionary, in your personal life, with your wife. And there are wives in this room. There are single people in this room. You don't have the word servanthood in your dictionary. You don't think about serving people. That's not high on your agenda. You're used to being deferred to. You're used to people serving you. And we're going to read today that the highest office in the body of Christ, servant. It's not minister. It's not elder, deacon, board member, bishop, whatever the term you want to throw at me. The highest office in the body of Christ is to say, I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. How do I know that? Because of what the Apostle Paul says in the book of Philippians, the second chapter. It's a powerful, lyrical passage. In fact, William Barclay of Scotland said, this is the most beautiful description of Jesus in the whole New Testament, in his mind. It goes like this, verse 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, you've got any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if you have any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Do you know why that's significant? Most people in the United States do everything out of selfish ambition and vain conceit. Did you hear that? Most people in the United States of America, in my opinion, I could be totally wrong, do everything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not only look to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Well, we'll begin tomorrow's program, Cross Hope, with the reading of the entire passage from Philippians 2 on servanthood. God bless you.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.